That'd be a great photo opportunity.
What?
I love Big Fatty so much. I love him so much. I just want to sit and listen to him talk. Like, just sit across from him. Knowing Big Fatty,
he probably has a minion outfit that he uses for, you know.
On a swing.
A minion outfit on a sling.
I love him so much. I miss him.
I need an adult.
Oh, you know that I love Big Fatty.
No,
don't even
I love
try.
Big Fatty, too. We all love Big Fatty. I was going to say. Pot is my co-pilot loves Big Fatty.
That's a fact.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I just want to sit and listen to him talk.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1926 of the BFO for Thursday, the 11th of June 2015. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I've got a little tiny, itsy, bitsy, little ass, Big Fatty. Hello, pullers. Big Fatty, what the hell does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you are pullers today. Big Fatty, how do you spell it? P-U-L-L-E-R-S. Pullers. Okay. Y'all, it will become obvious to you in just a moment as to why you are pullers. Fatty, I still don't understand it. Well, I said it will become obvious in just a couple of minutes. And in fact, let's don't delay it another moment. No, Big Fatty. Here we go, pullers. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, you are pullers today because, y'all, today, the 11th of June is the celebration of the exiting of the birth canal of the one and only Big Fatty. Don't keep us waiting any longer, y'all. It is the one and only Taffy Carlisle Huffington. Oh, Big Fatty, I got it. Pull Taffy. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Well, you know, Taffy, I think, enjoys being pulled by Tank. Big Fatty. Oh, at least parts of her. Big Fatty, he's a vulgar. You know her from over there at the Pot is My Co-Pilot. And, y'all, she's just gotten back. She's just gotten back from a cruise up to the Saskatchewan. Big Fatty, is that the name of it? I don't know. Alaska. Big Fatty, they went to Alaska. Alaska. I don't know. But anyway. Big Fatty, just silly. But y'all, if you see Taffy Carlisle Huffington, Big Fatty, is she related to Kitty Carlisle? I don't have any idea. But Kitty Carlisle's dead. No, Big Fatty, don't tell me that. I loved her gowns. Y'all, if you see Taffy Carlisle Huffington on the Twitty or the Face Space, make sure you wish her a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that the Taylor and Babalu take her to the Starbucks and bring a great big dick-shaped cake. Big Fatty, I can't believe I said it. It's vulgar. It's just vulgar, vulgar, vulgar.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday to you.
Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Did you buy a birthday cake for Taffy?
No, I didn't.
Did you buy any Taffy?
No, I didn't. But y'all, we were expecting heavy rains in Charleston on Hump Day. So y'all,
you know, we're supposed to have the heavy rains at the end of the day, and y'all, I didn't want to get involved in all of that as I'm trying to get back here to the Fat Villa. And y'all, of course, today it didn't rain a drop, but I went to the Von's East during my lunch hour, and I just picked up a few things. Y'all, I'm starting to buy a few things for the villa warming party. Yes, McFaddy. Y'all, they had a submarine sandwich at the Von's East today. It was the chicken fingers, a submarine sandwich, and y'all, it was on sale, so I got that, and I ate half of it for my lunch on hump day, and I'm gonna eat the other half on Thursday. Big Fatty, that's cabs! Y'all, I got White Gourmet. Oh, Big Fatty, what is that? It sounds racist. It's a popcorn. Y'all, I may fix a big old bowl of popcorn for the housewarming and cook, make it with the bacon grease and just put salt and pepper on it and all. Y'all, I think it would be delicious. Y'all, got some barbecue sauce because, y'all, I bought me some spare ribs today to cook on my new grill. And, y'all, I got me some artichoke relish. I'm going to put that on top of some Philadelphia brand cream cheese, and which I bought today also. Y'all, they had the Stacy's pita chips on sale, so I got a couple of bags of those. There's the submarine sandwich I told you about. Y'all, they had beef kebabs with portobello mushrooms and the red and yellow and orange peppers on it and some red onion on it. They had two of those in a package. They won't sell. I got that. I'm going to cook that on the... Big Fatty, you're just becoming a grill master. It's true. Even though I hadn't cooked anything yet. There's the cream cheese I told you about. Y'all, they had the good Von's East solids on sale. And I got the spinach solid with the bafrin and the sweet onion dressing. I got that. Y'all, there are the spare ribs I told you about. Y'all, they had blueberries and scrawberries on sale. So I picked up a package of each of those. I'm going to put those together. They had the Kraft cheddar chunk cheese on sale. I picked that up. Corn by color. I don't know what that is. Corn by... Oh, yeah, I bought corn on the cob because it was on sale. And, y'all, I spent $65.21, but I saved $17.71. Yes, Big Fatty! The Vader and Bacon Show. Big Fatty, you almost had it perfect.
Hey, Fart, it's Bacon. So how long does it take for 4,500 gallons of water to get warm? Hello, that's a serious question. So I put a pool in my backyard, you know, just one of those kiddie pools. It's like 16 foot by 48 inches. And anyway, here's another thing. I like have like some bites on my leg or my ankles. Like, seriously, I think I might have in the top of my foot, and someone's trying to tell me that they're mosquito bites. Sorry, I know what mosquito bites look like. I think I like touched some kind of weed or something that's not agreeing with my skin. But anyway, so I'm waiting for the pool to get warm so that I can chunky dunk in it. And speaking of chunky dunking, I wonder how Vader's vacation's going. Just kidding. Love you, Larry. Okay, so Calvin made a comment that Baron's next line reminded him of me, and so I listened to it, and then I went and did my thing. So now I'm just waiting for my bloomers to show up in the mail. So anyway, yeah, you'll have to listen to that to know what that means. Hello. Because, you know, everybody's pining for Baron's bloomers. Probably not. Anyway, maybe turnips bloomers. And okay, it's summertime and I should not be sitting in the house, but it is kind of hot outside. And if I go sit in the pool, then that water's too cold. So like, what should I do? Sit downwind from the pool? Well, it's 4 feet tall, so I don't have I could get like one of those big director's chairs. But if I'm getting mosquito bites on my ankles, forget it. Why would I want to go sit in the grass and get more? This is really gross. I should send you a picture of it.
Oh. Dear Gussie, Big Fatty, there's so much in that call. Well, first of all, Miss Megan, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice. And a couple of things. Did you say that you got mosquito bites from touching a weave? Big Fatty, I didn't know. Well, I guess you had lice and all. You could get those in your weave, then you talked about doing a chunky dunk in your pool. Big Fatty, when the turnip head and Dr. Stone, I believe were down at the Rat World, someone took a chunky dunk in the pool and they had to close it. Big Fatty, please. And what was the last thing you talked about? It was Baron Frosty's bloomers, and you know how Granny doesn't quite make it to the turlet. You know what you call his underpants? Then you call them late bloomers. Fatty. Oh, and your last thing you asked me when your water in your cement pond was going to be warm enough for you, and I'm going to suggest that you talk to the Fay driver. Yours will be warmer before his. Yes, Big Fatty.
Oh my gosh, fart. Navion, Navion, Mercedes. That's kind of loud, isn't it? I got my back windows open. Mercedes. It's an RV trailer, whatever. Just test me. But anyway, with a boat in the back of it, that's like going to be me like in 10 years. Just driving around the country looking for a place to park my boat. Anyway, so I just belched like really.
Big Fatty, why did you hang up on Miss Bacon?
I didn't hang up on Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. I think your cellular telephonic device gave out on you. But Miss Bacon, there's something I meant to mention. I was working with that Daniel Bieber on Tuesday night, getting the schedule up for the Pride 48 big weekend coming up the 19th through the 21st, and he said that he was listening, and he heard you explain why you called Big Fatty Fart, and you had said that was a combination of Big and Fatty, and so it became Fart. And he says, well, wouldn't that mean that Poodle's nickname would be Poop?
Big Fatty, it's vulgar.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And
Stevie B.
Big Fatty, we're here at Box Fest. Someone just said, oh, you listened to that on purpose? So anyway, no, we're kidding. We love you. So we're just calling with the Vodka Fest update.
No, vodka is very good. We got lots of flavors this year.
Like watermelon, lots of flavors, cherry limeade, lots of vodka. There's vodka showed up by the handle over there. Denny's here. And anybody else? No, there aren't. There is Trail Mix, but not nuts and bolts. No bacon wrapped Triscuits. I know. We got stood up on the bacon wrapped Triscuits, but there is an injected watermelon. So, and Trail Mix sesame sticks, and they're eating popcorn or something over there. Okay, well, you're fat, and can I get a man?
And you sure are fat.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is old Vader. And Vader, thank you so much for the call. It seems like it's been forever since we've heard from you. Big Fatty, that 2,500th caller sounded an awful lot like him, but it was an unidentified caller. I think someone may be trying to do a ventriloquist act. Big Fatty, they may. Stevie B, it's lovely to hear you chitter-chatting and doing something other than singing the Bulgarian national anthem. Big Fatty, that's coming up again soon. It's a never-ending thing. And it sounds like Vodka Fest is quite the hit. And we're just sorry we couldn't make it. Big Fatty, you might want to do the nuts and bolts for the villa warming party. I hadn't thought about that. That's a good idea. Maybe I can get get the recipe for the brown sugar dredged bacon wrapped around a Triscuit from that guru nerdy. And Tampa, Big Fatty, I don't know if he'll share that family secret or not. Well, we can just hope that he possibly will. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, I'm just wondering if I'm not alone or if everyone has this thing. It's called...
Big Fatty, is she drunk?
A wild.
Uh-huh. What? Oh, I think she...
Okay, a wild.
Oh. Oh. Big Fatty? Well, thank you, unidentified caller. It's lovely to hear from you. And Big Fatty, maybe the caller was calling from Vodka Fest. It sounds to me like that may have been the case. Yes, Big Fatty. The Vader and Bacon Show. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, got a couple of things here on my list that I wanted to talk to you about. First of all, you know, I said that Straight Bob was all upset about the Varcano mug. Y'all, yes, Big Freddy, he posted a picture. He posted a picture of it over on the Face Space, and it was indeed your volcano mug. It was. And Brian from Boston made a comment on there, and he was crushed. He was just crushed that it had been broken. Yes, Big Fatty, just crushed. It had been broken. Y'all, the Apple Snack had a big conference that they did a presentation at early this week. And y'all, one of the things that struck me at this conference was they said that the average person, I guess it was iPhone, maybe it was any kind of Apple Snack device, but the average person had 119 apps on their device. And I thought, gosh, that is so many. I couldn't believe that people would have that many. I said, I know damn good and well I'm well under that. Y'all, I said, I probably got, 35, 40, maybe 50. And I said, well, I think maybe I'll just go count it. And y'all, have you counted how many apps you have on your device? Big Fatty, it just sounds vulgar. Y'all, I counted, and y'all, I was stunned. I was absolutely stunned. Y'all, I had 91 apps on my iPhone. And y'all, I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. And so anyway, and y'all, speaking of apps, the Words with Friends. Y'all, did you play the Words with Friends? Y'all, they've come out with a new version, and it's called Fast Play. And y'all, I'm only playing it with Curtis. You know, he's one of the game night gals. But y'all, it's a smaller board. And there are fewer spaces on there, and there are fewer letters in the bag, so to speak. And the other person has to play a word within 12 hours, so it makes it just go easy, just go just like that. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, it's too bad that Fast Play doesn't work on the BFO and make that 20 minutes go by. Anyway, y'all, I got a nice little email from David B. Y'all, he used to do the occasional fag little show, and y'all, he sent me a picture from the 1982 World's Fair when he was there. He says, I heard you play that music the other day, and it made me think of the 1982 World's Fair, and y'all, he sent me a picture. And he says he's still listening. He doesn't comment much, but he still listens. So, David B., thank you. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, I heard the kids from over there at the Pod is my co-pilot and birthday girl. What do you want to do during Pride 48 weekend?
I just want to sit and listen to him talk.
Oh, well, you do that 5 days a week. It's boring. It's boring as hell. I can't imagine anybody would want to do that. I mean, or at least I can. Even if they did want to do it, I can't imagine they'd ever want to admit it. But you know the microphone. So, never mind.
1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.